Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuva.
Hey, 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 Peace Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm glad it's the end of the week. That's for sure.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. How are you?
I'm good. Today is my Friday. Once this show ends, I'm done. I'm gonna put my feet up for at least a day, and I'll be back to the grind come Saturday morning.
Okay, that's what
I was. Your day?
It was good. A little busy at first, then it slowed down, which was like ridiculously painful for me because I have to keep moving. It was like the last couple hours of work was like watching paint dry. But then when I got off of work, I had some errands and stuff to do. But I came back in enough time to kind of wind down and relax a little bit before, you know, the show. So that's always a good thing when you have just a little moment to unwind.
Right.
Yeah.
They are very, very important to have. You know, it helps you line your energy up and, you know, make sure everything is straight so when we hit the airwaves, we're ready to go and, you know, we got a fresh pair of eyes to look at things accurately.
Exactly. Because sometimes we be just, boom, right before it's time to go on. Minutes before, boom, we're just getting in. But that's the life we signed up for.
Yeah. I'm sitting here sipping iced coffee at 7 o'clock at night. So, yeah, I just need to get through this next hour, and I'm chill.
Well, you know, usually this hour just seems to zoom by. Before we know it, it's time to wrap up. Well,
yep.
Welcome everybody to Therapy Thursday, and we are going to be discussing the value of self. Do you know your worth? Are the people in your life and those you maintain relationship with appreciating your worth? Good question. And your personal worth and value is important. So we're going to talk about it. You can join the conversation on 929-477-1436. Don't forget to press 1 on your telephone keypad to go live with us. So we're going to get down to it. Much needed show. I see down my timeline, people that were single a week ago, all of a sudden is deep committed, all in love relationships. you know, we see people who, you know, are complaining about how they're treated with different people that's within our lives, whether it's a relationship, whether it's family, whether it's I use the term very loosely when it comes to this quote-unquote friend. So it's time to have this show and talk about it. I mean, it's a reality. You know, it begins with oneself. It depends with self-love. as I said time and time again, when you love yourself, you will not settle for less. You will not allow people to come into your life and continue to treat you a certain way, because you know what you deserve, and you're going to only accept what you deserve. And notice I say keep, because at first somebody might come in and you might be like, you know, really? Am I overthinking it? Because I am an overthinker. You know, and as time go past, you see that pattern, you have to sit down and tell yourself, listen, this is a repeat. This person is doing this over and over again. You know, do this person really value me? You know, what purpose is this person in my life for? Because sometimes people come in your life to teach you a lesson. You know, for you to experience some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is not a forever thing. Believe me, I know. But, so we're going to discuss this today. We're going to get down to it. If some questions were sent in or anything was posted on the social media pages, we're going to get to it as well. But ready when you are.
First and foremost, I wanted to give a shout out to Ms. Dopeness, who gave me this idea to talk about the worth and the value of us as individuals, and how we deal with people, how we manage our relationships, how our relationships sometimes manage us, and how they look to us. So shout out to her for throwing the idea. You know, like you said, this is long overdue. Many of us are in a relationship in one form or another, be it friendships, you know, acquaintances, mates, marriages, whatever you want to call them. We walk into these things, in these situations, with a supposedly walking into them with a firm understanding of who we are and how we value ourselves. From the Queen's perspective, because I have, like, we're going to knock some questions out as we go along, but I have, like, four questions about what's the difference between worth and value. So good. From your opinion, could you just shed some light on? I'll follow up with you.
I think value comes more into play. Worth. Well, worth comes more into play is as far as like what you deserve. What you mean to someone, what someone feel is your purpose, you know, what you bring into their life, I would say. You know, because sometimes if you're in a relationship with someone, then what is that relationship worth to them? Is it a forever thing? Do they care? Do they not care? And I think value is more to, good question. Value is more to how, it's a difference between caring and how much you care, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like money. You know what the meaning is money for, you know, getting tongue-tied, but the value of it in a dollar amount, how much you can get out of it, how much it can get to you. I mean, how much you can get for it, I guess, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I can clear it up if it doesn't.
No, I get what you're saying.
Okay. Got tongue-tied for a second.
Well, hold on 1 second. I got the power rod. So sorry. I got these idiots with motorcycles. Well, your value is a measurement of something that is considered to be a level of importance, usefulness, or something that that is deserved, or is it's more of a measurement of what it's worth, if that makes any sense, right?
Right.
I find a jewel off the ground. I think it's worth $1 million. You may think it's worth $2 million, right? Where worth is something, it's worth is the determination that something is valuable. So you know how they say know your worth, and then add tax or whatever. After you know your worth and add tax, now you know the value. The chicken before the egg. Egg for the chicken. So there, in some instances, they appear to be one and the same. But again, some of us may think that something is worth more than others. May. Like for instance, we'll jump right into, we'll segue right into the first question. And this is coming from Kathy over over in D.C. This is her first time listening to the show. She's going to listen on the playback, but she's asking the question. She's been in a relationship for 6 years with her fiance. Everyone thinks that they should not be together for various reasons that she says she will not get into. The relationship means something to me, but it's pointless to everyone else, and they think I'm wasting my time, and he's wasting mine as well. Even if I find value in this, what should I do about the naysayers?
First of all, you are in your relationship for you. You and that other person is in that relationship. Now, sometimes, depending on who the naysayers are, they may have your best interest at heart, and they may be able to see things from the outside looking in, and be able to give you, I mean, if you have that type of relationship with that person, you know, they can come tell you and see where they see things wrong at. Now, that's the only thing they can do is express their concerns, because clearly if it's something, you said various reasons that you will not get into, if it's anything damaged or hurtful to you, physically, mentally, or emotionally, then if they care, they're going to say something. Now, once they say something, the ball is in your court. Because sometimes we sync with our emotions, our feelings, our heart, instead of our mind. So if you see value in it, and you want to be there, you're going to be there. Because you're not going to leave unless you get tired of it or you're over it, whatever the situation is. No one can live your life for you. But if you think their concerns are valid, if you want to take a little time and sit and think and figure it out yourself, because only you truly know whether you're happy or not. Only you truly know whether it's working for you or not. And it should be more than surface things. It has to be deeper. It has to be your best interest, your happiness, your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. Your mental. So I can't tell you what to do. You know the right thing deep down inside is your life. No one knows you better than you. But like I said, depending on the relationship or how close those naysayers are to you, I mean, some of their concerns might be valid and you can have a conversation with them, but they still have to respect your decision. because it's, you know, it's your life.
Yep. Yeah, it's, what they eat don't make you shit. It's just real simple. Mm-hmm. If you are happy, and apparently y'all had some whatever, but if you find value in what you are doing with this man and things are working and you can tolerate it, and you shouldn't be worried about what anybody else has to say, because it goes back to what we just said. You may find value in something and they don't. And you know, we're talking about value of a relationship, of a connection, which is, you know, outside of yourself. But it, again, if you value your own worth, if you value yourself and you love yourself, you're not going to tolerate bullshit. You're going to love yourself more than that person. So if there is some fuckery going on, I'm hoping that you are dealing with it, or you're just, you know, managing it to the point where it's not keeping you two from being productive. So tell everyone who has a problem, give them the middle finger and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree, Queen, that those who don't know their own worth or who don't value themselves, what do you think it's coming from? Is it a self-esteem issue, or do you think this is a problem with they just don't see themselves as being who they should see themselves as being?
When it comes to self-worth, self-esteem does play a part in it. And it can come from upbringing. It could come from past experiences. Sometimes things that people go through shape how they feel about themselves. And once you have, once you think low of yourself, then you're not going to feel like you're worthy of many things. You know, if you have, like, relationship-wise, since we're talking about relationships, some people, believe me, is overly confident, have too much confidence in the world than they should. But they have that confidence. And whoever they see, to whether that person is really out of out of that league or not, they're going to go for it. They're going to shoot their shot with no hesitation. Ladies, y'all know, y'all see them in y'all inbox. And it'd be highly offended when you turn them down. Then you have the people who self-esteem is not that high. So they may be very well somebody's type. It could be very well everything someone wants in a mate, but because they don't believe it, they won't even take the risk to approach. So self-esteem does affect how you feel like your worth is. Same thing with a job. How many times have people not applied for jobs because they felt like they wasn't worthy of it? Or how many times you've been inside working a job and somebody got a promotion that may not been worthy of it, and you're overly worthy of it. But because that person's level of confidence is so big and how they carry themselves and how they interact with others, got them that spot. Because let's be real, in certain positions you have to be a people person. You know, so self-esteem plays a big part in things, because how we feel about ourselves shows sometimes how we interact in certain situations around certain people.
Yeah, the self-esteem is everything, and again, It goes always comes back to the foundation. The foundation is having knowledge of self.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know yourself and you don't have the knowledge of yourself, how could you possibly value yourself? You know, because there's a lot of folks, and I pulled those two, you know, I kind of combined two questions together because I got a lot of that in my inbox, and you know, once the word got out what the show was going to be about, because there are a lot of people who are struggling with that. There's some people out there who are struggling with self-esteem issues, and or their self-esteem is just good enough for them to make it through the day, but they know damn well they ain't where they should be with it. You should be mm-hmm. over the moon with yourself. When you walk your ass by the mirror, you should be turned on by what the hell you see. I don't give a shit if you're built like a Coke bottle, if you're built like a 3-liter bottle, or you're built like a goddamn bag of bottles and it's stuffed in a condom. Love yourself. Enjoy what you see. Because underneath the flesh, there's an amazing spirit and energy about you. And some
right.
of y'all are dealing with some, you know, some of y'all are dealing with some issues. You know what? Let me go into the next question. I'm about to give away the store. I'm trying to stop the speech in Queen. excuse me. All right, next question is from Tanisha over in Camden, New Jersey. Said the last time she listened to the show was during our 2-hour special. And she was great to hear about this topic because there are a lot of us who are hurting due to COVID, loss of work, and we're stuck in a house with some raggedy ass mates sometimes. What do you do when you don't even know your value anymore because you've been hurt so many times? Give us some tips on how to lift up our spirits.
The number one thing is time. Time out for yourself. It's okay to be alone so you can self-evaluate and kind of see what you need to work on and, you know, what's okay. You also need to be able to know what your wants and needs are. Then you have to look at your pattern. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. So if you are picking the same type of man and you're having the same end result, then you have to sit and evaluate, you know, the characteristics of that man that you're going after and figure out which of those things is causing you the problems and the heartaches and look for the opposite. And sometimes we pick a certain type of dude is because we're used to it. For one, it's convenient. For two, it's something you're used to and people are afraid of change. And they got to step out of their comfort zone a little bit. You know, how you feel about yourself is what you're going to put up with, you know, from other people, especially the opposite sex. You know, understand it's okay to be alone. Don't be looking for somebody just for the sake of being with somebody. That's the number one mistake that people are making. People want to just be able to say they're in a relationship, they got a man, you know, they laid up with somebody. But you have to know, you have to make sure your self-esteem is in check, make sure you know your self-worth, so you can value yourself, so you can have a sense of self-value to know that you're worthy. Because they both go hand in hand. A lot of things kind of, when you talk about yourself and how you are and why you make certain decisions and where you feel the way you feel, self-esteem come in place, self-worth, self-value, self-confidence, You have to know what you deserve. If your end goal is to find someone that you can be happy with, you need to write down some things that makes you happy. You have to have those conversations and stop jumping into things. You have to be able to have those conversations and ask those questions that most people fail to ask in a getting to know stage. And certain things on that list should be non-negotiable. Certain things,
yep.
You may have a little wiggle room, but certain things should be non-negotiable. And a problem that people make is when they make their list, a lot of it is surface. You got to look for substance. What kind of person? Yes, we want to be attracted to the person that we're with. Yes, we want to be compatible in certain ways and have certain interests. To some of the same interests. You have to look for substance. Look for them core things. How they was raised. How they treat women. Look at their history. Do they have kids? What kind of parent are they to their children? So when somebody asks, say they got kids, I want to know, when last time you not heard? When last time you saw your kids? So what did you do? How often you saw your kids? So why you, I mean, you may not want to talk over and over again about that past relationship, but yeah, I want to know why it ended. I want to know what the issue was, you know, cause maybe they just didn't see eye to eye on certain things. My last relationship, certain important things, even though we had all those conversations, as time went by, those answers to those questions within that conversation changed. So once they changed, I had to remove myself because we're not compatible with certain things. Certain important things we didn't feel the same about anymore. Maybe I'm finished having kids. He didn't want kids when we first met. Then, you know, I fell in love and see how kind of parent I am. Or whatever, and then he wanted kids. So at that present time, me being finished with children, that was just one of the things. But me being finished having kids, I had to sit down, I had to realize, okay, listen, there's no need to continue to string this along because we don't have the same end goal. I can't give him one of the things, even though he was willing to settle, but I wouldn't been able to live with myself. One of the things that he wanted that was important to him, I couldn't give. Because sometimes it's not always just what you want. It's that other person, too. Ask them what their expectations are, what their wants and needs are. And if you can't fulfill those, remove yourself. Both people are supposed to be happy. Both people needs, not necessarily wants, but needs are supposed to be taken care of. So that woman or that man has to be woman enough or man enough to say, listen, I can't provide those things, then it's not going to work. Because then one person end up settling because they done fell in love, and now that person is going to resent the other person one day because they wasn't completely fulfilled. But I can go on and on for days. I'm going to give you a little floor. There you go.
I mean, I agree with everything you said. I'm just going to just add something very briefly. It sounds like that, you know, you're really looking for something to pick up your spirits and motivate you. All I can say is stay mindful in the present. Because you, and I say that because you mentioned what you went through in your past. You don't have a time machine. Your past is your past.
Yeah.
You have to be able to let those things go. It already happened. As we go through depression and anxiety and all the other bullshit that we go through, we always revert back to something that has already happened, and we're tying it into what's going on today. Don't do that. Not saying be goofy and stupid. I'm just saying, whatever happened in the past, happened in the past. Focus on today and deal with things by a case-by-case situation. That way you can stay. It reduces the stress. It reduces the fighting. It reduces the negative energy, because negative energy brings you down.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you feel like shit. So stop it. If you're doing it, stop it. Outside of your relationship, what are you doing to make yourself happy? What are you doing to appreciate yourself? What are you doing to remind yourself of who the hell you are? Whether you're a mother or an executive, or no matter what you got going on in your life, you're managing it. You're controlling it. You got the will. Ain't no Jesus take the will. You got the will.
Mm-hmm.
When your kids look at you, they're looking at their leader. They're looking at their backbone. They're looking at their sustainer of life. If that don't pump you up and make you feel good, yes, it's hard work. Guess what? Life. Who the hell told you life was supposed to be easy? Show me where they say that at. Show me that every day you wake up, it's supposed to be a goddamn balloons and the parade of your honor. No, that's not how it works. But that don't mean you don't get up every day and blow up a balloon for yourself. Have your own goddamn parade. Walk around the house in your goddamn thong and flip-flops and shit. Got the ratchet ghetto music playing. Whatever the hell it makes you happy, do that shit. Just always respect yourself, love yourself, understand yourself. Take the time to learn and know yourself. One of my favorite common quotes. I had to unlearn me just to firm me up. If you don't get it, then you need to take some time and study that phrase. Because we all go through it. When we fall and we listening to the sad songs and we crying because our heart is broke, or we let this toxic ass motherfucker in our lives and he done blew up the spot, fuck shit up, and you're like, I'm done, I give up, I quit. You're going to go through a process. And that process is power refinement. You're going to find the power to refine yourself. Refining yourself is to release all the impurities.
Mm-hmm.
Detoxify yourself. And when you're done and you're healed up, here come them goddamn red bottoms. Here come that nice tight-ass dress. That booty sitting out right. Them titties sitting up right. That face beat. Them lashes popping. And you back out there, hanging out with your girls.
Mm-hmm.
Sipping on some shit, enjoying yourself again, saying fuck these niggas or these men, I'm sorry. And you back at it. The goal is to get back on track. So if you're feeling low, look around you. Stay in the present. If you're feeling sad, look around you. Stay in the goddamn present. You're sad about some shit that already happened. You deal with it when it's in front of you, and you get it behind you as quick as possible, and take the time to heal. Because until you are able to have a conversation about today, instead of what I've been through so many times, I've been hurt so many times, as you say, you're never going to get where you need to be. Yes, they hurt you in the past. They're not with you now. You're ahead of the game. You gotta stay there. You know, but the truth of the matter is, you're ahead of the game, but your head gotta be ahead of the game.
Yeah.
You have to free yourself of those old bonds. When you see the word freedom, see freedom. You have to free your dome, your brain, your head, your top.
Right.
Free that shit of all that.
And just think about it. You did what most people don't do. They're in your past. Mm-hmm. I mean, you left them. They're not in your life anymore. So that's the first step right there. I mean, you was brave enough to leave.
Exactly.
Yeah. The happiness is your choice, and you have to choose to be happy. So believe in yourself. Be proud of yourself. Decide on what type of person you want to be or become, and work towards that goal. You can't really dwell on. Everybody has a past. Nobody's life is perfect, you know. So you have to accept and love yourself to be able to forgive yourself, whatever. Because sometimes when we go through certain things, we blame ourselves, even if someone, you know, did it to us. And so you have to forgive yourself, accept yourself, love yourself, you know. Trust yourself, mm-hmm. most important.
And you grow from it.
Mm-hmm.
You grow from these events and these catastrophes and the bullshit. You know, some of us are coming out of long term relationships and we're hurting and we're still hurting and we're still trying to work out some shit. Or some of us just got into a new relationship and they think they finally got the. Oh, this person is so great. They're fucking good. They treat me nice. They buy me things. They take me out. The dick is good. Blah, 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 blah. And then one day you find out he ain't shit. Or he finds out you ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the whole fucking world falls apart. That's the human condition that happens. We're all going to feel like shit after we find out the person that we opened up and let in turned out to be a piece of garbage.
Right.
Take the time to heal.
Mm.
Do not subscribe to the theory of the best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody new. The stupidest fucking advice anybody can give you. Because you're still covered in the other person's energy. You didn't heal. You're doing something stupid and reckless, and you're rushing into some shit just to make yourself feel better.
All right. And something that was supposed to be temporary and that's for the flesh, just for pleasure, now you turn it into trying to make it into something long-term.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't even got to know that person. You haven't gotten over the last person. Now, any little thing from what you feel about yourself or what you went through with that last person, that new person is going to be crucified for that person's mistake. And it becomes a cycle. People are afraid to be alone. It's okay to be alone. I'm sorry. I love my single life. I love my single life. And I choose to be single because my peace that I have with being single, until somebody can come into my life and not disturb it, I'm good. It's okay to be single.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I know people was all kind of freaking out about the quarantine. Everybody and their mother was trying to find a quarantine bag.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Quarantine was the best thing that ever happened to my social life. I ain't had that. But, so if somebody cannot, quarantine, sweetie. Cannot? Nah, we're doing quarantine. You know? But it's okay. And this should have been a time for a lot of people to kind of reflect on some things and you know, in their life. You know?
Right. All right, next question. This question is coming from Lady Wren. And she's a little lengthy, but she just to sum it up in a nutshell, she says she was just recently talking to a coworker, and the coworker mentioned to her that the man that she was formerly dating was telling her to not use dating apps. It shows that you have a low self-esteem, you don't believe in yourself, and you think you can use the internet to bring a man instead of meeting one the good old-fashioned way. And Ren goes on, do you guys think this is true? What are you guys' opinion about the correlation between self-recognition and dating apps?
It is okay to, I know how Kim feel, but I think it's okay to use a dating app to meet people. Some of us don't have all the time in the world to go out the regular way to meet people. Yes, we can, you know, when we're doing little tasks and errands and stuff like that. But my only advice when people are using dating apps, you have to be cautious, smart about it, and, I mean, you still have to have those conversations. You still have to be around that person and interact with them, preferably as long as you can, public places. I don't think anybody's first meeting should be one's home. I've stressed that time and time again. And do not ignore red flags. Now, tell your coworker he might not want her to use dating apps because he want her to be single because he probably want her back. That's a whole nother show. What's his concern? How she meet people? They ain't together. But however she see fit, as long as she's smart about it and cautious about it. It might be a little harder to kind of, you know, weed through the crazies because they flop. They're going to come. But that's where you just don't ignore the red flags and still have to take it easy and, you know, don't skip the steps. Don't rush into anything. Because everybody look good on paper. And that's whether you meet them in a store, at a club, at church, or on a dating app. You still going to get people with the mask on. So it doesn't matter where you meet people at. You still going to have some people that's not really them. The good old catfishes, whether it's how they look or what they have. Or what type of person they are. So either way, you're going to come across the same issues. Yeah. So go ahead, Hakim. We already know what you feel about dating apps.
I mean, I think this guy is. First of all, let's just say this. Let's put this out there. Why are you listening to your ex-boyfriend about your new dating policies? All men.
He probably don't want
and
you up
women,
here because he's up here. He don't want you to catch
yeah.
his ass up here.
Yeah. I mean, because the truth be told is, you know, I'm not going to say it because I'll be the last person to say and tell you that you shouldn't, you know, you can't be platonic friends with your ex. Now, mind you, emphasis on platonic. But everybody ain't cut from that same cloth. Everybody can't do that. You have to ask yourself, whether you met him at a library, a supermarket, or whatever the fuck, this guy's going to have the same story. Because obviously he's going to want you back. What you should be paying attention to, since we're talking about worth and value, what has been your experiences dealing with dating apps? If your experiences have been positive, you make great guys and everything is good, then it should be fine. And in regards to it being that you have low self-esteem, so you have to – don't buy into that either, because a lot of people use dating apps like the Queen. You use dating apps for convenience. You live a busy life. It's more computed than anything. You know, it's like, okay, let me take a minute and see if there's any nice people out there I can communicate for this hour of time I got. It's a time management issue for some people. Because everybody's
so
not up
better.
In the club.
It's so much better.
Right?
They gotta say one word thing, block. See?
There you go.
They don't have your number. They don't have your number,
yeah.
They can't harass you, they don't know where you live at, girl.
Yeah. So, I mean, my thing is, my issues with dating apps is not. I have an issue with people, not the dating apps, and my issues with people, they come out. The red flags on dating apps, you can't miss them, motherfuckers. It's almost like a bullfight.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much red. The worst of the worst have a place to go to take advantage. That's the only issue I have. It's the same thing as social media. The worst people in the world now have a place where they can live out their fantasies. They can't fight, so they're going to post fight videos all day. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they love to fight, so I'm going to post fight videos all day. Okay? I can't get a girl based off of who I am and what I can do for her, but I can lie my ass off. So guess what? He's going to be on a dating app. Or she's going to be on a dating app. So I don't actually have an issue. Again, these things are tools. So I don't have an issue with them. I have an issue with people on them and what they're using them for. I'm not going to compare dating apps completely to social media, because that's like, how dare I? You know? Shit. Because social media is a different breed, right? You know how they say, I'm a different breed, I'm foreign? Okay, social media is foreign compared to dating apps, but that's another story. The hood boogers of the internet, the dating apps. That's that chick around the corner with no goddamn edges, two teeth, talking about she bad as shit. But anyway, I'm getting off topic here. Fucking with my damn social media. Well, gorgeous self. But yeah, there's nothing wrong with it in terms of this is just a different way you're trying to meet people and connect with people. I don't see where that should be an issue if you don't feel like it's an issue. You know, and stop talking to this goofy-ass man, okay? Find somebody else to talk to, honey, and hopefully that'll help you. All right, let's try to squeeze a couple more in before we leave. Some of these I'm actually are pulling from our question-and-answer sessions that I didn't get a chance to get to, but they fit the narrative in which we're speaking tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know you mentioned the quarantine, babe. I have like two questions from two different people, but I'll just ask it directly to where I can say I covered it. With these quarantines and these people are locked in and they're getting unemployment and no job, there's no work because of the shutdowns and stuff like that, and their jobs are closed. There's some folks out here ready to kill each other. They're not used to being around each other for such long periods of time, for so long. One thing that stood out is one of the people said it's bringing them down. It's making them feel like they're lesser than them true selves. And I know we touched a little bit on it again, but let's try to touch it again with the understanding that there is two people sitting in the house staring at each other, driving each other fucking crazy. What tips could you give to them too?
Both of you guys find a hobby. You don't have to be in the same room. You have different rooms in the house. At least even if you're in a different, if you can't leave out the house, you're in a different room doing your own thing. Y'all not up underneath each other 24/7. Video chat with your friends and your loved ones. You know, get deep into a book and read it. What do you like to do? You like to write? You like, some people draw. Like, whatever it is that you can do that makes you feel good and kind of, you know, put you in that world where you love it. This is what you do. And it could take you away from reality for a moment, then do it. It's hard to, no matter how much you love someone, to get tired of them when y'all used to being at least separated for 8 hours a day when you're working. And have certain conversations with each other, because just like you might be frustrated or going through it, he might be as well. I mean, it's nothing wrong with being fed up for a moment. You know, it's when you, what makes it worse is when it's bottled up and you're not venting. Hopefully you guys know how to communicate and have a conversation without it turning into something else. But yeah, you got to find out what's your thing that take you away from reality for a while. Go off into another room where y'all have your time as if you're going out to work. Separate. And y'all meet back up. You know, at a certain time, y'all may want to watch TV for a little while, but y'all don't have to sit up beneath each other looking at each other's face all day. Get dressed up. Feel a little good about yourself. And sure. I mean, even when I wasn't going nowhere, still was getting up, getting dressed, doing my hair because it made me feel good. You know, do some things that make you feel good. And then do some things, y'all can do some things that make each other feel good. That's a whole other topic. But you can still go out on dates, cook. You know, the kitchen is a restaurant. You know, you have to still keep that communication. Just because you guys are looking at each other, I mean, because you think about it. When somebody is used to getting up, working all the time, I know some people had to wait a long time for unemployment. Some people still waiting. There's certain stress and pressures that you have to deal with. And your foundation and your relationship and your household has to be of a certain level so you guys kind of not let it be your downfall, because it could be absolutely nothing to do with anything that you two did wrong. It's just all based on the pressures and the situation that's at hand that people aren't handling right. You know, they don't know how to deal with it. This is something completely different and unexpected for everyone.
Well, I'm going to co-sign with you on that one, definitely. I hear these stories, and all it does for me is confirm what I've always confirmed, what I always knew, because I hear so many things from so many people. I'm a listening device for a lot of people, you know, so, but some of y'all are in raggedy ass relationships, and being able to get up every morning or night or whatever and go your separate ways to work or school or whatever you're doing has been a buffer for you. Getting up, going to your girlfriend's house, or getting up, going to your homie's house has been a buffer. But when you are scared to go out because you're on a lockdown and you're scared of your homie or your homegirls, whatever, give you the damn cooties with COVID, you sitting there looking at each other all goddamn day, looking all goofy and shit. You mean to tell me y'all in a relationship and y'all can't sit in a house back to back to back and coexist? That is a telltale sign. You two have nothing of value if you're about to kill each other because you're in a house together. Think about it for a second. This is the person that you love. This is the person that you chose to claim. And y'all can't sit in the house for a few months together without killing each other. Your words, killing each other. So y'all need to reevaluate that shit. So basically, without the outside world, your inside world is falling apart. Maybe that'll put some perspective on your ass. Because that don't make sense. Y'all can play board games. Y'all can play video games. Y'all can Netflix and chill all fucking day long. As long as y'all figure out how to pay them bills while y'all sitting in there, everything else is a goddamn vacation. Take that shit. Mm-hmm. I get it. There's only so much fucking and sucking you can do throughout the day. But you still should be able to enjoy each other's company. Just think about it like this, instead of the glass half empty. This is your chance to learn different things about each other. This is your chance to really, really connect without any distractions. Right now, your lack of outside world, no partying, no club, no this and no that, has become a distraction. The outside of that door is more important than the inside of your doors. Because that makes absolutely no sense. So in the view of value, what is your relationship worth? Think about that. What is your relationship worth if I can't go outside? I can't go hang out with my homies. I can't go hang out with my girls. I'm stuck in here with her all day. I'm stuck in here with his goofy ass all day. I'm about to kill this motherfucker. So let me get this straight. Because y'all can't go out and turn up or whatever the hell you're doing, y'all already kill each other. And that is what's wrong with a lot of people out here. The things that should be important ain't. Everybody want a goddamn party. Everybody want to have fun, which is okay. But when you can't do those things, you are lost. When you should be turning to each other, having deep conversations, watching different shows together, doing some home repairs, doing pet projects together, cooking together, repainting the room that looked like shit that y'all tired of looking at, anything together. Right? Doing different sexual shit, watching some more porn. Do whatever. I don't care. It don't make a difference. You shouldn't be trying to kill each other. So, that's all I got to say about that there. All right, we got room for one more queen. shout out to my man Chris. He comes in from West Philly. And Chris is saying, hey, guys, toxic people. Remember that show? Apply toxic people to try to find your own value. And that's all you can get is toxic motherfuckers. No matter how many times I try to get a chick, she toxic as fuck. What am I doing wrong? And how do I value myself after 13 toxic chicks?
Well, you're choosing the toxic chick. And so maybe it's something you like about it. Some people... You have to sit down and try to figure out your love language. What is it that a female does that make you feel so valued or loved or wanted? Because some guys and women, they like the toxic. Because when that person is calling them off the hook and wanting to argue and fight and all of that, it's, oh, they care so much. So reevaluate yourself, buddy. Because if you're picking the same type over and over again, they're toxic, then you might be a little toxic.
That he is.
So, them girls will be saying the same thing about you, like, oh my God, I tried. He's toxic. But yeah, first of all, you got to do some soul searching and see what you can do to change your toxic-like behavior. And then maybe you wouldn't be so attracted to toxic people.
Chris, I don't want to put you out there, bro. But listen, you have a type, sir. We've discussed this off air plenty of times. You have a type. You have a specific place to get these women. You have a specific look of these women. They all must do a specific thing. And I'm going to keep that off air. So until you decide to stop fucking with the ratchet and the goofy shit, it's never going to change. Look out for number 14 and 15 on the way. So you can't be looking for love in the goddamn strip club, sir. So, all right, Queen, 30 seconds.
Okay, I'm going to leave. Thanks for tuning in for the show. I'm going to leave you guys with a couple of affirmations. I am valuable and worthy. I am completely free to be myself. I am enough. I am courageous and strong. I give myself permission to believe in myself. I'm becoming a better version of myself every day. So keep those things in mind. Stay positive. Know your worth and your value. Any last words before we head out, Hakim?
Ah, beautiful words, Queen.
Okay. So that concludes our show for tonight. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.